was Michael Bailey, and I'm with People First California. And I'd like to talk to you about the 86 line. It serves, it's the only bus route to serve Vocational Visions to workshops in Mission Viejo that employ 375 disabled persons, the largest employer of disabled persons in South County. And it's also the only one route to serve a South Orange County Social Security field office and the Norman P. Murray Senior Center. And if you eliminate the 86 line, which you will do under Plan A, that's going to really interfere. Well, it's going to really mean that 375 people don't work anymore because there's no bus route to their workshops. And access goes along with a fixed route. And so I wanted to let you be aware of the consequences of that. That's something that could be repeated all over Orange County, too.
Thank you, sir. As Jane comes to the microphone, we need to see James Suazo, Margaret Farris, and Shauna Olson. James Suazo, Margaret Farris, and Shauna Olson.
Good morning, Board of Directors. I represent a group called Transit Advocates of Orange County. Our overriding philosophy regarding cuts is to retain service where there are no alternatives. This is so that we do not strand riders. This is different than what sounds like a very laudable goal, OCTA's goal of inconveniencing the fewest amount of riders. Our proposal for a more compassionate goal would be to strand the fewest number of riders and then to apply the metrics of inconveniencing the fewest number of riders who have other choices. I hear everyone saying that every group in our state has to take a haircut right now. I do want to mention that the bus rider's haircut exceeds the other haircuts that people are taking. When we're talking about funding for projects lately, the bus riders' needs exceed the other modes by several orders of magnitude, because the other modes are talking about cuts also, but they're talking about cuts to improvements in service for people who already have choices. For the bus riders, we've already cut 233,000 vehicle service hours. It has been devastating. We really appreciate the hard work that OCTA has been doing to find funding to backfill some of what our losses are. But we need to ask you to continue to look in that vein to see if we can reduce those cuts even more. And I must say, this is absolutely doable. This is not pie in the sky. We have submitted a list. It came to you in a slightly different non-color form, but we'll give you a copy today. And you have the staff has very carefully examined item number 3 on this. We appreciate that. I would like to talk about one stone that has not been turned over. That is the first item on the list, and that is the Bristol Street widening. There has been no in-depth discussion of this. For the benefit of the public, I would like to explain that there is about $60 million worth remaining in this project of monies that were funded directly with OCTA bus dollars.
And that's all the time we have, but I know you're an excellent note taker, so please give whatever note you're.
Yes, and I would like the board also to have the benefit of some of these ideas. Did I have 2 minutes or did I have 3 minutes?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. It's my understanding that the public hearing was supposed to allow us 3 minutes, and my points are.
Normally 3 minutes, but with this number of speakers, I announced before we started that it was 2 minutes.
May I finish with a couple of sentences?
A couple of sentences.
Thank you.
Sentence counter.
Okay. I would like to ask Director Polito, who I've known for many, many years before you were an elected official, to help take the leadership in examining the Bristol Street widening project. We are not against the project, but you can save the bus system in your city, and it follows in the rest of the county by allowing this group to start studying that issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Jane. James Suazo.